Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fans are fans because they want to be. They wish they could do what athletes could do. I'd love to throw 100. I mean, when was the first time that you looked up at a gun and it read 100? You remember? You must.
Yeah, the first time I hit 100 was in Rowan, Georgia. I believe I came in. Like the third or fourth, first guy out of the pen, and later, after the game on the bus, our video guy came up, told me I hit triple digits, and I couldn't believe it. I texted my family, and it was definitely a milestone for me.
So you got to get like a screenshot of that, right? Somehow you got to,
sure they have the footage somewhere. Yeah,
you did it the other day, but here's the key, and obviously you found that out coming up. I mean, you can throw 100. Guys can hit 100. What's the key, and how have you been able to kind of harness that and get the proper movement that you need to advance?
Yeah, it's really just adjusting speeds and changing location with pitches to keep them off, the fastball, because no matter how hard you throw it, yeah, they'll eventually time it up. So it's changing speeds and locations with those pitches.
Well, cool thing is you're not the only one here. I mean, Birdie hit it the other day too, so that's kind of their little friendly competition there.
You're like, yeah, okay. Definitely. I believe I got 101 yesterday.
Oh,
so
did you?
Yeah.
I missed that. I only saw 99.
No,
I guess
no,
I wasn't paying
attention. Yeah, they said the gun read 101. So I'll go fact check that on TrackMan, see if that's legit.
Yeah, there's so much information. How are you? How much has that, even since you got in pro ball, which has not that long, it seems like the amount of information that's available about you, about other guys and everything else, how have you been able to kind of condense that and make that work for you without getting overwhelmed by it?
Overwhelmed is right, because the growth has been exponential on the analytical side of the game, and it's really just staying on top of it, staying ahead, being with the trends, staying up to date. I am getting a lot of info on what my pitches are doing and how to manipulate them via analytics, and it's helping me put it in action and get better results.
So really, more than just straight video, where you can see you can see what it looks like.
The watching the video is blind to me, because you can't see in detail what the pitch is doing unless you see the numbers. So using the numbers to polish the pitches is big for me.
All right, now I know that Message is the bullpen coach, but you got Joel Hanrahan. I think you were with him last year as well, right? Coming up.
I was.
Okay,
yeah,
so what's the relationship? Are you guys sick of each other yet?
No, it hasn't. It hasn't gotten to that point. I don't think it ever will. He's been a mentor for me. He really jump started my career, kicked me in the ass, and then has looked over me all the way. He saw, what I had in me before I did. So it's cool that to have someone believe in you, that caliber of guy.
Now, I'm assuming that wasn't a literal kick in the ass, although knowing Hanrahan as I do,
it
might have been. No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think we can say those.
Okay.
This will be online anyway, most of it. But how did he get your attention, I guess?
It was coming into camp one year. He pulled some staff together. He saw the potential I had. He saw my ceiling. I always knew I had it. But I had some growth and maturity to grow into. So they made that happen quicker than it was going to. And like I said, it jump-started my career. So thanks to Hanrahan and, the Pirates org for trusting me and seeing that in me.
Well, the thing is, Hanrahan, talking to him, I mean, he was in a similar spot. I think he kind of sees – a lot of
Absolutely.
You and
yeah.
a lot of him and you, I guess.
And that's what a lot of people tell me, is he's like that to me, because he was the same guy, when he was coming up. And I idol him, so I'm going to listen to him, hopefully have a career, you know, half as great as he did.
So you'll probably get him again this year, I would think. I mean, maybe you can stick, but if you start out the season in Indy, then you're going to get him again, right?
Yeah, no, that'd be the case there. So, I mean, whatever happens, happens.
But how has his advice changed? You gave you the kick in the rear, but outside of that, how has it changed over the years?
As he sees me grow up, you know, he delivers it in different ways. As in before, he had to be, you know, kind of
harsh.
Up in my face, harsh, yeah. Tell me. And I was a kid, and now it's like, you know, just little things here and there. He's helped me be a pro, or like it'll be paperwork. He'll come over and be like, hey, this is like. Coaches don't normally do that. That's awesome to have a guy like that. Like, he comes up, he's like, hey, you got this figured out? It's like a damn uncle.
Well, he doesn't. The thing is that I was, when he got into coaching, I was surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Just knowing him a little bit, that he'd have the temperament for it.
Uh-huh. And I spend a lot of time around, like, his wife and kids, and I see him in them, you know, because I didn't know him when he was younger. But I see it in his kids, and I'm like, okay, so you're a little bit of both of these. You definitely, you know. A tough, an ordeal, I'd say.